Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jay Cole from GamesOnSmash.com, and I'm back again with another podcast with my best friend and awesome co-host,
It's Soul Spring, and my phone just beeped. Something important just happened.
You didn't sound as enthusiastic as always.
I'm sorry. No, my phone beat when I was in the middle of doing my getting ready to try to do my introduction.
We need a redo.
Okay.
Get in the character.
I'm there.
And my co-host...
It's the Soul Spring. I was trying to hold it for dramatic effect. Now.
There we go.
I'm trying.
It feels like we're in the right podcast now.
Okay, we're there. This is we're the there. Gamers Roundtable with your host, Jay Curo.
We already talked about who I am.
We did?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not.
Nah, we're out of it.
My mind is
we
all
may be
over
high
the place.
Again. Let's call it what it is.
Don't try to... Blame. All right, man. What's the first topic? Because I'm losing this battle quick.
Let's talk about what we've been playing. What have we been playing?
I think Deus. I want to call it Deus Ex because of Deus Ex Machina, but it's Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Yes.
There we go.
We've both been playing that because that's an amazing game.
It's an awesome
game. Go check out my video about how amazing it is. I'll leave a link down below this, but... Go do it. It's an amazing game. If you haven't played it, I can't talk right now. Go ahead and pick it up.
But for those that have played it but haven't played it, you get a totally different experience, you know? Actually, if you go into game options, you can click Southern Drawl.
Yeah, everybody will have a Southern Drawl.
And everybody have a lisp.
And Adam Jensen will just go around just...
You need to go over here and do this.
And, you know. I wonder how David Seraph would sound with a Southern Drawl.
David Seraph? I don't know,
So we've been playing that. It's an amazing game. Go pick it up. Go check it out. It's awesome.
I've been trying to do challenges on From Dusk as well.
Yeah,
and I get mad at my people because they don't run fast enough. I'm like, come on,
like you're a shaman. You should just be flying everywhere.
You know the water is coming. Well, move, please. You see it? Please move.
Pull a Sonic or something. Just
and then have the nerve to put up this help me thing when it carries you out to sea.
No, it's not even help me. It's like you just mumble this weird, I don't know what you're saying language and have this weird little icon pop. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying to me.
It's what I mumble to little kids when they ask me for change.
onto the topics for the day. The first one being, speaking of Deus Ex, they have some legal troubles with GameStop. I'm not sure if they've been like figured out yet, but for the most part, they are having some troubles where...
Somebody call Bob Shapiro.
Somebody call 911. But Deus Ex, the game was released about a week or two ago, maybe.
Yes.
And it was said that the PC version would have a little coupon saying that you would get a free trial of this on live service where you could stream the game that you had bought on PC onto another PC, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they did not tell GameStop about the coupon, which GameStop has a issue with if you have to tell them what's in the game aside from the game. Which I don't understand, but they didn't know until someone bought the game.
GameStop, we put some anthrax in there.
Yeah, just so you know.
Just so you know, we got a
heads
strain
up.
Of chicken pox inside on each disc.
Yeah, just know that. Yeah. But GameStop employees found out about it, and they were immediately informed to remove the coupon. So that meant breaking the seal of the game, opening the game up, taking the coupon out, and then sealing the game to people.
And so all the new game smell is now out of the box.
I know, you just ruined the smell. And
how do you get the paper back together? Do you hot glue gun it? You know, what if you got some guy who just tears through it? And be like, Terry, we need to be able to put the plastic back on
the game. Of course, if you bought the game... the first couple of hours, I guess, when it was up, you probably have the coupon. But if you did buy the game afterward, you not have that. And but otherwise, I don't believe they're giving refunds for it if you did not get the coupon. So
yeah, but the part that tripped me out is like, say I went and bought the game early and you bought it late, and I got
like,
the coupon. And you did. I'm like, hey man, this game is awesome. You like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Plus they got that on live coupon.
Like, what?
Wait, what? What?
What?
Oh, no, I ain't got a... You ain't got an online coupon?
Like Bambi?
No.
What?
Matter of fact, my game didn't even have all those stickers on it that you got to cut through to try to get to the...
You know
how
fun it is to tear off the plastic when you get a new game? Like, this is awesome. Tear the plastic off.
It was like, wait a minute. I didn't have that Xbox 360 strip down the middle.
I know.
And on both sides.
I like the obstacles to my game. I like
it. I like almost having to break the case to get the tape off of it. You know?
But yeah, so Square Enix did point out they did not tell them, which is one of GameStop's little laws or whatever.
But why did it make such a big deal? You know,
because
that's really what it gets down to. Why did
it's
make
kind
such
of
big
lying
deal?
To a gamer because the gamers knew that the coupon was supposed to be in there. GameStop just didn't know. So that means you like just went into this thing I wanted and removed something that I paid to have.
Why did GameSpot remove it?
GameStop? Because it is a competitor to
I
a
said
service.
GameSpot. GameStop.
It's a competitor to a service that they're going to have about next year.
So it
they
was
will
about
be promoting
money.
They'll be promoting a competitor. Money. And they don't want to promote their competitors. It's like,
but the thing is, they don't have the service yet.
Yeah, which is the biggest issue for me is like you're getting mad because you're promoting a service that competes with a service you don't even have up right now.
Exactly, and they package that.
That'd be like
for the
Sony saying, "Oh, I don't want to promote the Xbox, even though it's not even out yet, because it's 1998."
That means it's ridiculous. Come on, GameStop.
GameStop.
I had to slow it down. GameStop.
We all make that mistake.
Yeah,
but,
I want
so that's
GameSpot
what's going on there.
Suing me because I'm giving out false
that,
information.
Despite that, though, Deus Ex has been selling like crazy, so they can't really stop it from selling well or anything. It's just they got rid of that little coupon and made some gamers really pissed off.
My question is this. What happened with the coupons?
I guess they
threw
them away.
So there seems to be a lot of GameStop
employees. Well, so far,
employees.
I think they still have, because at one point, GameStop refused to sell
with unlimited downloads.
Well, I think it's only one download. So
yeah, but
countless,
you know,
coupons.
They could be selling that on the side, making some money.
Don't know,
like,
man.
Hey.
But I think as of right now, GameStop is still refusing to sell Deus Ex.
Well, they apologized.
I mean, yeah, they kind of like went back and forth and was like, "We understand, we did," but I don't know if GameStop has actually agreed to start selling the game again. So, if you know or not, just go ahead and tell us. But that was what's going on, pretty much.
Really, I didn't want to look into it anymore.
Yeah,
because I think it's pitiful. But if I do find some of those coupons, I will sell them.
Yeah, of course. Like, you want a free copy of this streaming game?
Exactly.
But next topic.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 3's multiplayer trailer, which was extremely and excitingly meh.
Boring.
I'm not saying that I expect a lot from Modern Warfare 3, but it's just, when you say trailer, I think it's going to be awesome. But you watch it like, I could be doing this right now in Black
Ops.
Right
now, we know it is all about who can one-up who. They have to find a way to one-up the ground war from the Battlefield 3 multiplayer view.
Yeah, but the thing is that despite whatever happens with Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3 is always going to outsell it because of the fact that it has a large following of just people who want to play a game of not really that much caliber. It's just like Modern Warfare, Call of Duty in general, is actually that game you play because there's nothing else to play. It's just quick, innocent, random, guilty
pleasure. Let's just say the truth, because I remember when they were saying that Black Ops was being made by Treyarch, and everybody
but you
was
still
like,
bought
oh,
it.
And it's one of the best-selling games of the entire year. I mean, but people
was
lambasted ever, really. Yeah, I think it's one of the top-selling games ever. But and people just straight up like, I ain't buying this game.
Call of Duty is just that game where you don't really want to buy it, but all your friends have bought it. So it's like, I want to play with my friends.
Exactly.
So I'm going to play
I'll
this. I'm going to buy
of Duty
this game.
And in the same categories, I put Halo. And
yeah,
this
it's
is for
not
me.
Really a game that,
you know, because,
and before we even get into that either, before you people ask me, Halo does not take more skill than Call of Duty.
No,
Halo takes a better internet connection than Call of Duty. Let's be honest about it.
You know what? I would go on record as to agreeing with you.
No, because everyone knows if you play Halo with a whole internet connection, you are going to die over and over again. If you have an awesome internet connection, you're going to kill it. Because I suck at Halo, but I had a good internet connection one day. Killed everybody.
Yes.
With a good 10 kill, like, above everyone else. I'm like, it's not about skill in those games. It's about...
And Jay is not that good, y'all.
No, I'm not. If you play with me, I'm not.
I'm even worse.
I mean,
let me say this, because, you know, in a lot of our podcasts, I talk about my gameplay. I actually used to be, like, a Halo tournament champion.
Yeah,
I
think
have
that...
a Madden championship trophy sitting up on my wall, a plaque that I won for winning a tournament. So I used to be very, very good, but then this thing called life happened, and I really didn't have much time to
dedicate
it. I think
your thing is that these things called kids came along.
Yeah, but you know what? I dedicate my time more to playing games and beating them. Like, I beat Call of Duty on Veteran 1 and 2, and I thought about doing Black Ops on Veteran.
It wasn't
I started
worth it.
It, but it wasn't worth it for me.
Didn't
but
have the same leverage.
That's where my gaming time goes into right now. But with all this talk about competitive gameplay, I think I might have to step back in the foray. And
I said foray.
I started to trade foray. See, I can't even speak. But Jay's head's been getting pretty big.
Why you gotta be talking about
and
me
she's
like
trying
that, man.
To.
Why
she still hasn't amassed more gamer points than me, even though she's doing all this online gaming. I let that be part of
it. Because we started out and you had like a good 10,000 gamer score ahead of me.
And now I'm like 15,000 ahead of you.
No.
What does that tell you?
It's five.
You have gained no ground whatsoever.
This isn't about me. This is about
I play games like Pokemon on the side to build it up.
Speaking of which, are the Pokemon, like, they have genders?
Yes.
Is Pikachu a girl or a boy? Pikachu, I've always wondered that. Next was Borderlands 2 was announced before anyway, but so we supposedly have elite gameplay of Borderlands 2. I have not watched it because it's leaked and
we all know it's like the leaked God of War trailer that's been released, and like, leaked pictures of Marcus Fenix in Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it's terrible. Because
Borderlands 2, I'm probably going to like go look at it and pick it up, maybe, because Borderlands 1 was amazing. It was a fun game. Not really amazing. It was just a really fun game. But after so long, it gets
It was a fun game after we recognized you needed to level up with the levels.
Yeah.
And it really became fun for me when I got the Omega mod.
Yeah, of course.
Omega mod was basically God mode. You can't die no matter what happens.
I mean, you could die, but you can't.
Yeah, if you fall off a cliff, you can die, but nothing in the game can kill you.
Just beasting it up.
Exactly.
But on Borderlands 2, if it makes some big advancements the first one lacked, which were like some glitches, then maybe. No, because Borderlands 1 was riddled with glitches everywhere.
But Borderlands, a lot of the stuff was really repetitive, too.
Yeah, but you didn't realize that until a good month into the game. You didn't realize it was just really tedious and repetitive.
Yeah, it was like tedious and repetitive.
Because after so long, you just end up like, I'm going to collect more guns and more guns and more guns.
And it won Game of the Year.
Because it was a good game for about 2 months. Not
Mass Effect 2 good.
Oh, no.
It won Game of the Year. It won over, John Marsden?
John Marsden.
I'm not even going to start with you on John
Marsden.
That
was an amazing, beautiful cinematic game. It's awesomeness.
You are just drinking Drano, Jay. I mean, for real. Beautiful cinematic gameplay. What is wrong with
awesome
you?
Awesome experience. You don't even know.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't even know.
Oh, my goodness. People, please.
Moving on now.
Help. Send aspirin.
Oh, next topic, which is amazingly horrible news. Kristen Stewart is going to be in the possible.
Oh, my gosh. I love her. What is she going to be in now?
I should throw something at you. For you guys to die.
Did I come off as genuine?
Actually, for a moment, you did.
I do love Kristen Stewart.
For you who do not know, which is the majority of you who don't know her but anything, as Bella, she is Bella from the Twilight series.
Oh, everybody knows her.
But you don't really know her name. You're just like, oh, Bella. Yeah, Bella. Actual name is Kristen Stewart, who cannot act her way out of a paper
bag.
The
one that caused people to fight over Team Jacob and Team, what's that boy
Pale
name?
Pale Dude.
What's the vampire name?
Edward.
Team Jacob and Team Edward. I really didn't know that.
And statutory rape.
Wow.
That's what you call it. Wow. No, it's
this
something
is a
wrong.
Family friendly
so,
show.
You know, something is wrong when 30-year-old women are obsessed with Jacob. That boy is like 16.
Yeah.
Last time I saw him was in Shark Boy and Lava Girl, whatever. And it's like,
I bought that movie for my children, hint, hint. I'm going to blame it on them. I didn't want to see it in 3D. But when I found out that he was that it's young like, boy, whoa. I was like, wow, his career didn't die after that movie?
I know,
congrats.
Right?
Congrats.
But they said that they did like a smaller little...
Taylor Lautner! That's his name?
There you go.
Oh, I feel like a... What is happening with you, souls?
He has another movie coming out where he's semi-serious.
What is that?
And he has a gun.
Oh, snap.
You got to see that, man. It's going to be like best movie ever.
You know what? I would love for him and Zac Efron to do like a buddy comedy cop movie. You know, instead of Bad Boys,
Don't
Good
jinx
Boys.
It.
Good Boys, but, Good
the
Boys.
The makers of Resistance said
we respect the law. My bad.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
The makers of Resistance pointed out they did a smaller recording
Helping
of light of like an
cross the road and stuff.
Stop talking about it.
Okay.
They did a smaller line of web series thing from Parts of Resistance, and Kristen Stewart was in it and played scared. She played her part very well, which pretty much a part where she was scared and screamed for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So apparently she plays scared, lost, and confused very well. Twilight wasn't evidence enough.
But let's let this be known too. If you can find that good niche spot, I mean, look at Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe, he can just that's go. He can just go live for the rest of his life.
I know. I don't even need anything else.
But then you probably get pissed because everybody be like, "Say the spell, Harry. Say, I'm Daniel."
It's like, I'm not Harry.
He's gonna regret it. Like the kid who played Anakin Skywalker. Oh. Regret it. He's like, hate Star Wars.
I have the high ground.
He's like, it's stupid. No, you He's do. Walking around. Everybody asked me to build a pod racer. They don't recognize. This was, you know what? He could be like the comedy relief in the Taylor Lautner, Zac Efron buddy comedy. He can be like Joe Pesci and
He's
Lethal
that guy
Weapon.
They arrest later in life for hijacking cars.
I know, right? Like, why'd you do it?
But it wasn't
they
really
taught
said,
me these skills as a child.
It wasn't really said out loud that she would be in the movie, but it was said that if they did do a movie, she would be on the list of people they would cast as someone.
Outstanding.
So there you go. Go kill her.
Okay. No. Christina Ricci would be my choice. yeah. You don't know, remember Wednesday from the Addams Family?
I want to say
cute
Friday.
In the
so
dead kind of way.
How do you say that? Like, oh, she's cute and I just died
she's
5 minutes kind of way.
I just died kind of way. There you go.
But our last topic would be some betas that are coming out and have come out, which is the Assassin's Creed Revelations beta came out about two days ago. Assassin's Creed Revelations.
You said it fast the first time.
Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Like, what's wrong with you? You the bad. You sound like them people off of From Dust. To be honest.
Like, I need help. But Assassin's Creed Revelations trailer. Beta.
Revelations beta.
No, it came out about 2 days ago. I don't really know much about it because it's only on PlayStation 3. Sony and Ubisoft have a little deal.
You
they don't have
win
anything.
This time, PlayStation
this time.
Users.
The war is not over.
This time.
The war is not ours.
I'm kind of angry over that.
But the beta came out of, you know, from like last time, the multiplayer beta isn't really something to be like, it isn't really something special. Because Assassin's Creed's multiplayer is like one of the quiet taste kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah. It's I got tired of getting stabbed in the back by people, man.
Because I think that actually is something that requires.
I mean, but what am I saying? It's a game where you assassinate people. So 9 times out of 10,
I know people are
going to
be mad at
back.
Me, but actually that multiplayer does require a bit of skill to play it and win.
It does. It does.
You don't just run around and stab. To win, you have to like run around kind of and walk and then slowly stab somebody in secret. So you can't just ramble.
So
it up.
Basically, the difference is you stabbing people in secret versus stabbing them openly.
Yeah. Instead you of you being right in their face and stabbing them, it's like, I'm going to hide behind this building for the next 2 hours, then stab you in the back and walk away.
Yeah. So I try to be a camper.
It's more patience. It's not really. Game. Be a camper in that. Everybody's going to kill
when
you.
When I finally got the gun, I was like shooting people from across the board. It's like that kind of gives you away. To everybody else. Just let people know who had that particular strategy or thought about using that strategy.
There you go.
Don't do it.
But the beta came out. Like I said, as you know, it's not really something special. Even the beta itself is, it's kind of riddled with some problems.
I think you're downplaying it because you don't have a PS3.
Mostly. But we're not talking about that part. We're talking about the beta.
Yeah.
But so it came out. If you want to hop on that, go ahead and see it. If you have a PS3, of course, which I doubt if you have listened to the podcast because we're very... Non-PS3.
Hey, PS3 has some good things going for it.
Yeah,
it does. It makes a good...
not cross-game chat, of course.
It makes a good coffee table. It makes, it's a good boat weight.
But PS3 is cool in my book.
If you have the first version, it's a good boat weight. Good anchor.
You guys remember that one? It was giant gray was box like of
big.
Stuff.
I tried to drive it. But
go check that out. Battlefield 3's beta is supposed to be up this month, so let's check that out too. It's supposed to be on all systems, so look forward to that happening.
Battlefield 3 have they released what size multiplayer you're going to be able to have on console versions?
No, they have not. They have not really
because they're trying to get it up past 12.
They haven't really released much information about the console versions of the game. I think there's been one PS3 trailer or gameplay trailer, and everything else has been just PC.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're trying to get me to buy an extremely awesome PC to play this game because, you know, but you know, I may do it because my whole big gripe about PC gaming has been... keyboard and mouse, and everybody's like, "Oh, it's awesome!" I'm a console guy.
Yeah, I
don't
can't
want to move
play games
the
on
keyboard,
my keyboard
and mouse. You know, I have a hard time enough trying to type with a keyboard and mouse, and you want me to do complex.
I can only do something with my mouse, and even then, it's like I need to do stuff faster than this, and my mouse isn't
and
really
so,
getting
but,
it for me.
now that the Xbox, well, it's been able to do it, but the Xbox 360 controller,
yeah,
you know, can be used on PCs.
So yeah,
can the navigational star from PlayStation be used on PCs?
I don't know.
So do we have another win on PlayStation?
But that's all for this week, I guess, guys. If you want to check out a podcast I was on last week, I was on the Step Your Game podcast for Games on Smash. So go check that out. We talked
didn't
about
even
packs.
Give me an invite to listen in. My you know, bad. I didn't even have an invite to listen in. I wake up one day and I get this phone call. Hey, by the way, I was on Step Your Game Up. I was like, okay, that's cool.
I bought you a cupcake.
Cool. Yeah.
But I was on that podcast, so you guys can go check it out. We talked about PAX Prime and mostly PAX Prime. And people who cosplay that are awful. So please be not 500 pounds if you cosplay.
Yeah, everybody...
I'm gonna let you
on this little secret that she talks about people cosplaying, but Jay cosplays.
But I'm okay though. I'm not 500 pounds.
Oh, and for those that see Jay Kuro's videos, we use this slimming effect lens. So it actually takes off about 50 pounds.
Yeah, I'm actually like 190.
She's like 190 and she's 4'11". You know,
like
you're fat.
Teapot,
you know you're fat when you lay down and stand up. You're the same height. Do we have any more topics?
We're giving away Gears of War 3.
Gears of War 3.
If you want to win that, go ahead and subscribe to me on YouTube. I'll leave a link down below. We're going to be ending it about September 15th. So you have a good couple days before I end that. Have 10 days. So that's all.
Why can't I win that?
Because you're also giving away this game.
Oh, yeah.
This is a sponsorship.
Was giving away this one my idea?
Yes, it actually was.
Oh, son of a gun. But, can we erase all the history and I have nothing to do with it? Because I really want to win this game, Jay. No. I'm putting in my bid.
It's for the people. It's for the children.
I'm a child.
Think about the children.
I'm a child.
No, you're not.
My mama's child. No, Gears of War 3 giveaway. You got 10 days. 10 days, right?
Till
we index. If you want to win, is my foot just slipped off what I had it on. I almost fell out of my chair. But if you want to win, just subscribe to Jay Kuro's YouTube channel. Yep. I don't have a YouTube channel.
Yes, he does.
I just thought about
that. He trolls everybody.
Yeah, I troll.
But go ahead and do
but
that.
But I say nice things when I troll. I troll
you can't
them
be
like,
a nice
hey,
troll.
The video was horrible, but your volume level was spectacular.
That, you can't be a nice troll.
I troll people, but I give them compliments and ways to improve.
It's like you're short. But your hair is really nice. I like that part. It's really shiny and silky. I like
yes,
the way
your forehead
cascades.
Was very glistening in that video. It looked like you put a lot of Vaseline.
But that's all for you guys. I'll see you guys next week. We'll see you guys next week.
And for those that would like to go on a lunch date, send $100 to soulspring@gmail.com.
We'll consider it.
And I will send you. What she does when you show up at her door is different. But, you know, give me the money and I can make sure you know where she lives.
Why would you do
Sonoma.
That? We're done.
All right, we are out of here.
See you guys. Bye.
Later.